Power 106.9, your girl Alyssa, and I'm very excited today to have the incredibly talented and hilarious comedian, actor, and so much more, D.L. Hughley, on the line today. How are you doing?
How are you, Alyssa? How are you? I'm good.
I'm doing well.
Looking forward to getting home on next week.
Can't complain on a weekday in November. Where did the year go?
Right. Don't it seem like that? Yesterday, it was January. Today, it's already November. So,
absolutely.
Wow. So
DL and I are hanging out today because we have a super special show coming to Omaha on Wednesday, November 26th at the Holland Performing Arts Center. DL Hughley and friends. Now, this is on Blackout Wednesday, mind you, night before Thanksgiving. So you'll have no reason to not come out, laugh your ass off. And with that, our first and most important question, have you ever blacked out on a Wednesday?
Of course. I blacked out on a stage in the middle of,
I'm just playing with you. But, you know, we had to get the vibes right. No, genuinely, DL, what can we expect from this show?
To laugh a lot. You know, the one thing about no matter how things are, the one thing that, you know, The one thing I love to do is get out there and talk about the things that's going on and make people laugh. So I can't wait to get out there and we're going to have a good time. Make some people laugh till they hurt themselves.
Absolutely. And have you ever been up to Omaha, Nebraska before?
Of course. A couple times.
Okay.
Couple times.
Well, give me some any fun times. Memories, anything, or were you blacked out on a Wednesday?
I had no idea it was that close to Iowa at first. I didn't know it was that close to Iowa. And I didn't know it was that many black people there. I was like, wow, what happened?
Yeah, no, people are like thinking cornfields are like, ain't no way.
Yeah,
but listen, let me tell you.
I thought it definitely is a lot of black people. I was like, wow. Okay.
Represent. But there's a very much big difference between Iowa and Nebraska. No disrespect to the Iowans that are listening, that do listen to the station, but very different.
Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah, it was. I had no idea. I didn't know that the airport was in Iowa. But I've been there a couple of times. I guess a lot of famous people that were with Malcolm X is from there.
Yes.
I guess Gabrielle Union, right?
She's yes. Well, Lincoln, Warren but Buffer. Same different. We're all one big city here in Omaha or in Nebraska, I should
and
say.
And I remember one time I went there and there was this big area where they served food. It was a lot of restaurants.
That's what we do here, man, in the Midwest.
Yeah,
we eat and we drink. I'm not going to lie. And we go to comedy shows.
Well, I'm going to fit right in because I eat and drink and do comedy. So
hell yes.
Eating.
We can't wait to have you. And like I kind of mentioned, you know, we're officially into the holiday season, you know, that tail end of 2025.
Right.
Thanksgiving meals with family and friends are approaching. So if you had to describe your sense of humor or maybe this show that we're about to see as a Thanksgiving dish, what would it be?
It would be gravy because it go all over everything.
And it gets everybody wet? Everything wet?
It gets everybody, everything, everything. You know, gravy. Gravy get on top of everything.
Yeah, you're
so,
not
yeah,
wrong.
I think it would be gravy. You know, some people don't like their foods to touch. Some people, gravy go over everything. Dressing, turkey, ham go over everything.
Yeah, I would classify myself as the biscuits, only because they do call me biscuit here, HBIC, head biscuit in charge. But I don't know if I'm leaning cheddar because I'm kind of cheesy in that way, or honey, hey, because I'm sweet.
I think, wait, baby girl, you could have them both.
True
you
that.
You can have them both now. Yeah, ain't no.
Mix a little sweet and savory. I don't hate
you can
it.
Have it all. Yeah, there you go. Come up with a new thing.
There we go.
You go to Red Lobster. There you make it a fortune. Yeah.
We can save Red Lobster
honey,
together. They're in the deep with the bankruptcy. You know, Flavor Flav's doing all he can by ordering one off of everything on the menu, but I don't know if it's going to work out.
No, I don't think so.
But, you know, you're at the dinner table with these holidays, and maybe you don't get the chance to see these folks throughout the year. They're living in their little bubbles, and I see clips of yours all the time online. Like the other day on TikTok, talking about Trump, Bubba, football stadiums.
Yeah.
You know,
Trump Stadium
only having what teams was it?
Well, yes, I said, you know, because he wants a stadium, and they had that whole Bubba thing. So I said, if he does get an NFL stadium, it should either be the Rams, the Packers, or the Browns.
Exactly. And, you know, politics and stuff like that could totally come up at the table. So what advice would you give to someone who may have that kind of weirdo family member spewing some BS at the table?
The only thing that makes the holidays tolerable is family. And the only thing that makes holidays intolerable is family. So I think it's the same thing. Like I'll be performing in Omaha, and then I'll come home, and then I have to leave the next day. So I'm not gonna have my Thanksgiving until Friday.
Okay.
But I think it's the time of year you look the most forward to, and the time you most dread. You look forward to being with your family, but you dread when that one family member you can't stand and you know you're gonna get into it with. Mm-hmm. You could try not to get into it with them. But then somebody else say something, you're off to the races.
So, I know.
If the food wasn't so good, you wouldn't tolerate none of it.
I know. Sometimes I just have to be shoving that gravy-filled plate all up in my mouth just to not say something.
Yes. And I'm glad the whole shutdown is over, because I think that America was shocked at how many white people was on SNAP.
Yeah.
Like, the funny thing about it is the current vice president, J.D. Vance, was on welfare, but the former VP, Kamala Harris, never was. So is he a welfare king? I think America was really shocked. I hadn't seen that many poor, hungry white people in November since the first Thanksgiving.
Stop, man. That's so funny, though.
Crazy.
See, listen, I can't even get through this damn interview without laughing my ass off. So we already know that the show's about to be lit as hell. But truly, people in the city are really excited for this event next week and for you to be here. And you see a lot on social media these days with people wanting to insert themselves into the show. What do you think about the comedy world we live in today that almost like encourages the audience to insert themselves more or heckle because they want to be like the next viral clip?
Yeah, I think that's always existed. Like, you would always have people that get down. But I think it's just because now we have all these viral apparatuses. But, you know, to me, I got to sit and I could play around or we could talk to the audience. It doesn't make me – we can pretty much go whatever way. But I love just going out there performing. There are some people who just their whole act is their audience. When I was a very young comic, that was a lot of what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still can do it. I would rather do the set I wrote, but whatever way it goes, it goes.
And I think that people, like, the genuine interactions is fun, right? Because it's that. It's authentic. It's genuine.
Right.
Do you have, like, a favorite moment you can think of with a member of the audience like that?
I can tell you what. I perform thousands and thousands of times. Every week I'm somewhere. But I can say this. There is not one time I've ever performed that I don't remember something about.
That's amazing.
There's not one time somebody said or something somebody wore. It's always, there's not a thing, a performance I've ever had that I don't remember something about.
Well, Omaha's excited then to create a new memory with you. And I promise they will treat you right. We do think we're pretty funny, you know, so good luck to you. No, I'm just playing. now, the show is called D.L. Hughley and Friends. And so I was wondering if you were able to do your dream show with friends, it could be comedians, performers, like artists, whoever, what would your like Mount Rushmore lineup be? You're already included by default, so you can pick four.
Well, I would pick Sed, Steve, George Lopez, Sed the Entertainer, George Lopez, Steve Harvey, and Earthquake is who I would perform with.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Yeah, I know Earthquake's been here pretty recently, but I don't remember the others off the top.
Yeah. So if I could pick anybody to perform, it would be those people.
Well, I will just let you know, D.L., I will talk to my people and I will make it happen. Omaha, Nebraska will be the one and only date straight in the middle of the Midwest. So everybody from all places can come. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm looking forward to it, darling. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, D.L., thank you so much for joining me today. The Hall and Performing Arts Center, November 26th with my guy, D.L. Hughley. You know, get those tickets. Be in the spot. You got nothing to do the next day other than eat a plate
of
gravy.
Argue with your family.
Yeah. And tolerate the family. So thank you so much. We're really looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you, darling. See you soon. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you as well.